just got to put it on grass. You just don't want to throw it on any kind of way because then it'll be useful. But just put it on grass and just work hard.
What kind of adjustment do you figure that'll be for you? Because you're mostly a pass rusher?
Yes, sir. I'm already 275, so it won't be so much a big of a difference.
But in terms of your positional responsibility, what kind of adjustment do you think that'll be? Kind of doing different things than maybe you did
before? I really don't know what to say.
Are they giving you a target weight at all that they want you to get to?
Yes, sir. The target weight I was hurt from the first day was 280. So I'm right around that range right now, 275.
What do you hope to get out of this weekend?
Just to enjoy getting to know new players and the veterans, and really just learn the historic and go out and work hard.
As far as on the field, what do you anticipate being the toughest adjustment?
The toughest adjustment on the field, I really don't know what to say.
You're probably not in awe of the speed in the sense of at the college level that you played at. I mean, you saw some of the best athletes.
Right, it's going to be different. No, college level, it upgrades every year, you know, upgrades when you go to a different level.
Will you be here tomorrow to start a training camp?
I'll just be here for the mini camp, then I go back home, and then I'll be back here in OTAs. Yes, so I got 6 more hours.
What has this weekend been like so far? What have you actually done, and what do you anticipate? A lot of paperwork, I guess.
Lot of paperwork and just coming in and doing physicals.
Yeah, so is it a thing where you come in wanting to run through a wall and then they sit you down and you have to do it? So is it kind of been anticlimactic and it kind of builds toward actually getting on the field, or is this mostly business? And
no, it was just really business, yeah. Just really coming in, doing physicals.
Is there a sense of excitement at all?
Say that again?
Sense of excitement at
all? Oh, yeah. It's when I first got here, like, getting on the plane and coming over and seeing Lambeau Field just put a joy to my heart.
You know how much competition there is to get into this thing. You must be visualizing yourself out there some Sunday.
Yes, sir, I am.
In fact, as a starter, right? Talk to me about how you do that. Prepare yourself mentally.
Prepare myself mentally, just studying the playbook and really adjusting everyone and try to look up to the older guys, and I'm going to ask them for different aspects.
When they go through the combine and the whole pre-draft thing, what don't they know about you? I mean, what haven't they been able to measure with their 40 times and their weight and bench press and all that? What don't people know about you that's going to give you an edge and try to make this team?
People really don't know that I can rush the passer like I can. Like, I learned that a lot. I learned a lot from the combine. I worked with Chuck Smith down in Atlanta, Georgia. And he really taught me a lot about rushing the pass. So I think there's a lot of stuff people don't really know about me yet.
How is he helpful? Would he give specific tips, or was it more of a philosophy, or is there anything specific?
It was like different tips, like showing me old guys like Reggie White and Jerry Allen and a lot of different older guys that really can rush the pass. So, and then he had us doing different types of drills.
Did you seek him out, or how did that?
I had my college coach, he introduced me to him, like when I was done with college, and it started from there.
With the scheme changing, you think you'll be able to contribute right away with your first year?
Yes, I hope so.
Why is that? I mean, you think you got that kind of ability?
Yes, sir. I feel like I have the ability. It's just going to take time and really just learn the system.
Talking to other rookies, it seems like they all think this is a good fit with their personality and their style of play. You feel the same way?
Right, yes, sir. Feel the same way. It's a good style because of my size. You know, I can easily put on weight.
The Packers really struggled last year. I think people would agree that the defense was their whole field. How important is it for you guys to be able to have a strong front, especially for the end of games? I mean, I'm sure you've been in that situation before where the defense has been responsible for maintaining a lead late.
But like you said, they struggle a little bit. But like I said, you just got to come in and everybody got to get together and work and communicate. That's going to be a big key.
Playing in the NFL's smallest city, how do you feel about that?
I'm from a country town of my own, from Lincolnton, Georgia. So I feel great. I feel like I'm at home.
So you can focus all on football. Does that give you more of a chance to do that? Is that an advantage?
Yes, sir. That's an advantage.
Your impressions just of so far the Packers and what you've seen?
It's just a great feeling, and you know, like different people like Reggie White and Brett Favre, real famous, you know, got the big name. So it's going to be really enjoy to play here.